this. Hai get, acha get who? The chura to get, acha get. Like Rashi says, like, but to me, where's the question? The chizil got, the chizil get, acha get, the ketani reisha, the chom maimrim, yesh get acha. Reforish kate said, osa maimah, the hainu get acha maimah. And the chura, you want to go to explain how's the case of yesh get, acha get. And the Mishnah. And right away goes the Chum saying that there's a Maimer Achara Get. Chum's not going to back to the point. The point was, where's the Chum saying Yesh Get Acha Get? So why doesn't it explain it? It says the Get Acha Maimer. For the Gemara, Hai Get Acha Getu. Is that an explanation to the ratio of Get Acha Get? It must be like this. Omer Rav Yehuda, Hochikom. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Get Acha Get or Maimer Acha Maimer. That's what Rabbanan says. Kidyamaran, that's Poshit. So a bonus shitter is when you have two wives, your brother, if you give maima to one, then maima to the second one, both the kreinim, you have to give them both a get, and you're also with both of the kreivos. But that's poshut. Now, yovam mechad v'yivam achas. It could be a case of a yivam achas, or else yivam achas. Ketzad, how do you have it? Ketzad hatrosin, how's the seder? Also maima v'yivimtoi. For nosran lo get. It's richa mena chalitza. Now we go to say chadushim. That in case where you made Maimer, and then he gave her a get, so you should know, still you have to give a chalitza. Weiter. Okay. Rashi says, Kate said, mitzvah satrosan, how are you matura? That in case where you made a Maimer with Himtoi, and you also gave her a get, you should know, still you have to give a chalitza. Also, maimer uboal harezu kemitzvosa. That's what our Mishnah says. They give one maimer and then you boil her. That's the mitzvosa. So Maror Chur says leima masayla leRav Huna. There should be a riot to Rav Huna. To Yama Rav Huna. Rav Huna says mitzvah yivama. How is the mitzvah of yivama is mekadesh? First make kedushin. First make a maimer. V'yachak kach boil. You see, that's the mitzvah. That's the way you're supposed to do it. Not midiraisa, but that's the seder midirabonim. Midirabonim, the seder is first to make kedushin. So who our Mishnah is a raya? Tomorrow says no. Eimer avsu kimitzvosei. The Mishnah doesn't mean there's a chiyuv to do it like that with midirabonim. It could be even midirabonim, you could make beer right away. Just means if you made maimer first and then you made beer, that's also the mitzvah. For the more pshita, like why not? Avadit should be good. So more salko that the chamin, I would have thought like this. Kivun the Yomamar, since we said what we learned, Hoysa Maimer be Yavimtoi. If a Yavam goes to his brother's wife, the Yavam, and gives a Maimer, Pochay Menu Zikas Yavamin, it goes away now the Zikas Yavamin. The Chala loves Zikas Erisin on the Suin. It's like she's your wife now with Rabbonin. Is a Molav Mitzvah Covid? I would have thought maybe you're not doing the Mitzvah right now by making Bia. It's like the Zika went away already. There's no more mitzvah anymore to make biyom. Kamash malon that no. Avzuki mitzvosim is even though you made maimer first, you should know the maimer is not really the mitzvah. The maimer did not take away the zika. Shenavada is still a mitzvah here. Therefore, the maimer is still doing the mitzvah. Havada, even after a maimer, when you make the biyom, that's still considered the mitzvah. Kufa, what we just say? Omer Rafun, Rafun Shitur is mitzvah yivomin. How is this said that when you want to make a mitzvah yibum according to the Rabbanan, how should you do it? Is mekadesh, the Rabbanan said, always first you should be mekadesh, make a maimer, give a cast of kedushin first, v'yachakach boyim. Even though with your eyes, all you have to do is just make a biya, but with the Rabbanan, though, there's too much of a piritza, prespritzus, but the Rabbanan always wants you first to make a mekadesh, make kedushin, and then live with her. V'yimboal, v'yosa maimer, kona. But let's say you made beer first, then you made kedushin. You kinda for the gemara and bov you are samayna pshito. So can you be avada? She's your wife already. Like midiraisa, beer alone is enough. So as soon as you make beer with the yavama, avada she's your wife. You kinda completely. Elayma selat is better. In boal beloy maimer. Let's say you made beer right away without maimer. It's also kinda like we're saying avada midiraisa. The yikar is the beer. If only just says that lechatchila midirabbanan, you're supposed to make a maimer first. For the more of a tanya like I mashma, it's not a mitzvah, it's an avera. We see you get malchus if you make beer first. So Mara says makas mardis midirabbanan, it's only midirabbanan. But avadim midiraisa, the beer alone is kinda. Midirabbanan though, you're supposed to make kedushin first, and if you don't make kedushin first, you get makas midirabbanan. the Rav, because Rav mangid, Rav gave Malkus man the Mekadosh Bia. Anybody that was Mekadosh's wife just with Bia, even though the Mishnah in Kedushin says that's one of the Kinyonim, you could make Kedushin with Bia, but it's not nice to do it that way. So the Rav gave Malkus to the person and made Kedushin with his wife with Bia. First give a Kesa of Kedushin and then have Nisuyin. Or man the Mekadosh Peshuka. The same way if somebody marries a lady in the street, Rav also gave him Malkus. It's preaches that way. Trasha feel the Kaspa, the meaning zealous of preachesu. It's not a nice thing to Mekadosh and Ish just down in the street. Or man the Mekadosh Blush Shiduchi. Somebody marries a lady without Shiduchim first, it's also he gave Malkus to. Or man the Mavato Gita. His son was Mavato's get, he gave a get. And then he's Mavato the Shliach, he's Mavato the get. He also gave him Malkus, it's not something good to do. Oman de Mosa Maidura Gita. Somebody gives a get, and before that he gives over Maidura as if to say, I don't really want to give the get. He makes a Maidura. Maidura is, I'm telling you now, I was only forced to give the get, but really I don't want to do it. So somebody does that, it's not nice, and Rav gave Malkus to that person. Oman de Mavke Shlichud Rabbonin. Rashi Mavke means Loshin Chutzpah. Shemei is point of Lesaris Sim Shlich Bezna. If the Shlich of Bezna comes to you, that tells you come to Bezna, and you act back chutzpah to him, you act back not nice to him, he gave the person Malkus. Human de Shoye Sham to the Rabbonim late Losin Yoimin. If the Rabbonim put a nidui upon you, and you stood there for 30 days, you didn't take it off, you didn't have it taken off, he also gave you Malkus. For Yosel of Edin of a Tovla Shamta, this guy, somebody didn't come to Bezdin, and Tevel try and take off the Shamtoi, he gave him Malkus. The Yalchasno did die the Bechamoyi, and the Chosin that lives with his Shviga, lives with his mother-in-law in the same house, he also gave Malkus. So the more the dyer in, the Cholof Loi, only if he lives there, but not if he just passes by. If he just passes by to visit your mother-in-law, that's alright. I will who the Cholof Ababa the Bechamu, and once happened a person, a son-in-law, went to visit his mother-in-law, v'nagde Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes gave him Malkus. Mashman, you shouldn't even visit your mother-in-law. And the Gemara, who made them evidayim michamte? That was a special case that we know they had to do with one another. And they know that his mother-in-law liked him, and therefore he wasn't supposed to go to her. Trashi made them evidayim michamte minei, chashu doisa chamaisimenu. We know already a case that the mother-in-law wanted to live with him. So in such a case where the mother-in-law had a crush on him, then it's also for the son-in-law even to pass by the house. But normally the lachar is just that you're not allowed to live with her. Mashenkin, just to visit, you're allowed to. Story says like this, Hadabe Beis Chomov, Anan Samchin Nadoi, the army Bekula, Leman Gidrav, Eleman, the Mekachin Biyah, Shal Seif HaMelech HaRav, we'll soon see. The Mor says, Nadoi Yamri Nadoi said, Bekula Leman Gidrav, the Rav did not give Malkus. That's all. Only these two cases. If someone's Makadosh wife with Bion, or else he made Kedushin with money without Shaduchim. Even with Shaduchim, if he does it with Bion, still it's Pritzus, he gave Malkus. But on the first cases we hold, he does not deserve Malkus. The Torah says that there was Semich, that a mother's son-in-law lives by his mother-in-law in the house, with Semich on Nadoi. That says what? That Rav did not give Malkus to a son-in-law living by his mother-in-law. Some say it's only if you have your wife with you, without your wife. Is this a yichud? You're not supposed to be alone with your mother-in-law. Some say 30 days is alright, more than 30 days it's also. But Tayyiz Mashmur and Yikra Lacher is you're allowed to live in the same house with your mother-in-law if you have your wife there also. And we're not afraid, and Rav, we don't hold, like Rav says, he gave Malkus for that case. Alright, we'll stop here. Him. Number two times. You're holding that nun base on Aleph in the middle. By the Tana Rabbonin. Ketzad Maimer. How is the case of a Maimer by Yovam? By Yovamah. Is Nosan La Kesef like a regular Kedushin? You give her money, or you show the Kesef, or you give her a ring, something worth money. That's how you make Maimer. Uvishtar, who are Dinikim Mekarashu with a star? But the Gemara Ketzad Bishtar. How is the case of Mekadosh with the Shtar? So Rashi says like this,
Nosan, the famous Rashi in Yevam Messiah, Nosan lo kesef ashov kesef. Rashi says, V'yom alo hiskacheli b'mayme Yevamin. You tell her, I want to make Kedusha now with the Kedusha of Yevamin. Even though you're giving her money, like who are you making a regular Maisa Kedushin? Still, Midiraisa Lav Kedushin Gemurinhein. Kedushay Torah. It's not called Kedushin Midiraisa. When you go to your Yevama and you give a kesef of Kedushin, the Kedushin is not Chal Midiraisa. Why not? Maim is only Midirabonu we had before. Why? Sharein Kedushin Toysim B'yeshasach. This is the famous Rashi that when your brother dies, his wife is still called an erva to you. She's still called an erva to Keshesach. Therefore, if you go to make Kedushin with her, Kedushin is not Chal, she's an erva. The Torah was not Matthew stamped to Mikadisha like another wife. The only way she's mutter to you is by doing it the mitzvah of Yibum. What does it say about mitzvah? That's to make bia. So when you have your yevam, if you make bia with her, b'shas bia she becomes mutter, the yevam is chal. But before you make bia with her, if you stam give a kes of kedushin, l'maisha, she's still called an erva to you, she's still called an eshesach, therefore midiraisa, kedushin is not chal with your yevam. It's only midirabonin that maimer is koina. So how is maimer koina? Like a regular kedushin? You give a kes of a shav a kes of. Who adin b'shtar? Now the Gemara Sakasha, Ketzad Bishtar, how are you Makadosh with the Shtar? For the Gemara, Ketzad, like what's your question? Like once you see Kesef is like a regular Kedushin, Shar Shtar is also like a regular Kedushin. Kedi Amor, like we learned the Gemara Kedushin. Kosev Lala Niyah, you write it on a piece of paper. Or you Lacheres or on an earthly Kli. Afo Pi Shein Ba Shava Pruta. That's the Chiddush. Even though the Kli or the paper is not worth a Shava Pruta, see if you wanted a Makadosh Shava Teres Kesef, the Kedushin is not Chal. It's not worth a Sheva Pruta. But there's a Chiddush of Shtar, you're Makadosh with a Shtar, you write on this piece of paper, document of a Shtar, Kedushin, it's Chal. You write to Rayat Mekadoshesli. So Mel asked the Gemara's Kasha, what's your question now? How do you have a Shtar by Yevamo? Just like Kesef is Koina, who I think Shtar is Koina, like a regular Kedushin. But there it's Koina Midiraisa, here it's only Koina Midirabonin. So what's your question, Ketzef Shtar? So Gemara says, Omer Abai, Hochikom. Abai says, this is what they meant to ask. Hochikomer, stark suvas yevomin ketzad. After you make yibum, after you miyabamer, you have to give her a ksuba. How does the yevom write a ksuba for his yevoma, for his wife? That's the shaila. Ketzad stark suba yevomin ketzad. So it's like this. Cost of law, you write like this. Ano ploini bar ploini. The yevom writes his name. Kabilas yas ploinis yevimti. That I'm a kabul, I'm a kayim now, I'm living with my yevoma. Olai lozon lefarnosa karo. I'm a kabbal upon myself to feed her, to mefarnosa the way I'm supposed to. Ubovado she take subosa nichse bailarishin. He knows going to pay the ksuba if I give her a get or if I die. He knows going to pay the ksuba, not from his own nechosim, but from the nichse hames, from the bailarishin, from the brother that died, even though the yavim now, that's me yavim, his wife, takes over the Arusha, yashins his brother's nechosim, it becomes his nechosim, but the ksuba you only has to pay from those nechosim. Like he has to set aside from the karki yashin from his brother, from that nechosim he gives her the ksuba. The less law merishin, but let's say the first one died, had no nechosim, he has no money, so that she has no, she can't mund the ksuba from him, then tkinu lo rabbonim misheni. Then the rabbonim made a takana that the yovam, the second husband now, does have to give her a ksuba. Kadesh lo teikala b'yeinav lo tziyur. That's the klal, all always why the rabbonim will mistak in ksuba. Ksuba, it's a shal in the gemur, ksuba, it's a ksuba diraisa not. Hakobon rabbon always wanted you to be with a ksuba, kadesh, it should not be easy for you to give your wife a get. If you didn't have to pay her a ksuba, it'd be nothing to give her a get. So therefore, there are Banu Masakin here at least that if the Yavim, if the first brother doesn't have any Nechosim, that the Yavim now has to give her, has to pay the Ksuba from his own Nechosim. And the reason why Nikir Adin, the money of the Ksuba, goes from the first brother, so Rashi says, as the more we had before, because it's called Min HaShemayim Hiknoloi. That if you Miyabim, it's called Min HaShemayim, they gave it to you. So therefore, the second Yavim does not have to give her the Ksuba. The Ksuba is upon Nichsei Baal HaRishon. That's Midiraisa. Just in a case where the first husband didn't have any money, didn't leave over any money, so now we want Isha still to have a ksuba, therefore Midirabonin, the Yavam, has to write a ksuba, has to give her the money if he gives her a get or if he dies. Voy minay abayim rabba. Abayim has to shout from rabba. No son lo get. Let's say you have your yevama and you give her a get. Now we had before at the beginning of this parak that a get helps midrabbanan. Even though midraisa get means nothing by yevama, either there's bia or there's chalitza. But the rabbanan though they made get is like a chalitza. That he gave her a get is called like you started to give her a chalitza, midrabbanan you can't be miyabmer anymore, you're also with a kroivim, you kroivim, you have to give her a chalitza. Now, what's going to be in the case, nosun lo get v'yom, you tell her like this, harayat mugaresha said many, your mugaresha is for me, but you should know v'yat muteras lechol adam. You're not muta to anybody else. Now, by regular man and wife, this is not called a get. A get is a pshat, you give your wife a get, you throw away from you, but she's muta to other people. If you tell her, you're away from me, but you're also to everybody else, that's not a get. So, Mao, what's the case of you if you go to your yavama, and you give her such a get to say, you're megareshes from me, but you're not muta to anybody else, is that called a get or not? In other words, could the other brothers be miyabim? Well, if you give her a get, the din is midrabbanan, nobody can make yibam anymore. There's only chalitza. Maybe this get means nothing, and the other brothers could be miyabim. So most is like this. Get yivam midrabbanan hu. Why was the rabbanan mistaken a get bechlal? You can give a get to yivam, it's only midrabbanan. So it's the mahani. That that helps is only midrabbanan. So I'll tell you, the yeshus is, now, get yivam midrabbanan hu. Yes, it's like this. Get the mahani, the yeshus is, a good get that helps by regular ishish, that's the type of a get that helps here by a yivama. But maybe get the lemahanib ishish, but this type of a get that if you give your real wife, it doesn't mean anything, the get is not chal at all. Maybe lemahanib yivama, here also it does not help. And therefore, if one brother gave such a get to her yivama, it means nothing, and the other brothers have a right to go and be miyabim her. Or duma maybe no, also lachlufa begita. Here, since it's the Rabbon and the whole Chash, so the Rabbon made a Chash, any type of a get you give a Yivama, you have to be doig like you gave her a get, like it's a mix of Chalitza, and therefore she's also, you can't make Yivam. That's the Shaila. So Amalei answered back, Chai Shinon, Dilma Osa Lachlufa Begit, Enachnami, Taka Osa, even such a get if you give a Yivama, that says, your Megresh is from me, but you're not muta to anybody else, it's called the get, and it can't be miyabi. For the Gemara mask of lo rabba barchonon, elo mayat is so, yoyev lo niyuru bi'alma. If you make such a gzera, so what about if you give a stam a piece of paper? His hochinami, the postle, you want to say it's postle. Like over here, this get that you gave it does not help all over. So what do you want to say, stam a gzera? So if there's like any piece of paper you should give her, should be a gzera, that this should be a get, that she should have to have chalitza not yibim. Om lo yetzabak, no. If you give your wife stam a piece of paper, it means nothing. Absolutely nothing. So if you give your vom a piece of paper, it means nothing. It doesn't even pass to a kohen. If a man gives his wife a get, such a type of a get, or if a kohen is married to a wife, and the kohen gives his wife such a get, the isha now is also to remarry to a husband. The kohen can't live with her. She's also to a kohen. The Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, V'isha grusha me'isha le'ikachum. An isha that received a get, a kohen is not allowed to marry. So we darshin, afilu le'nizgar sh'ele me'isha. Even if the get was only from her own husband. And as the Baal gave his wife a get, saying, you know more to me, but you're also to everybody else, is le'ikachu. A kohen is not allowed to marry her anymore. In other words, even though it's not a real good get for a regular Yisrael, but for a kohen, a koponim makes up sul, it's called the get is chal, that a kohen can't marry her anymore. Say so, if a hainu reyach haget, shepaisa bakuna, this is called the reyach haget that passes by a kuna. So therefore, since this get means something, that a koponim a kohen can't marry this type of an isha, that's why here, by a yivama, the rabbanu a machmer, that if a yavam gives his yavama such a get, that says, you're megareshes from me, but you're not muta to anybody else, midrabbanan that get does something, that you're also to kreivos, and that you can't make yibm anymore. It's like a mix of chalitza, you can only give the chalitza and not yibm anymore. Since it's called the reyach haget, the apostles by yakuna. Omar Romi Bachoma. Harei Omru, it was said, Omar Rech Lalavlar. If somebody goes to the cipher, Lalavlar means person that writes, and he tells the cipher like this, Ksoiv get le rusasi. Write me a get for my wife that right now we only had Erison. Like we got married last night, we only add Kedushin, that's all. Among the Gemara's times used to make Kedushin now, when the Nisuyin they make later on. So the person that just got married now went to a Seifer and said, write me a get to my Yerusasi, and when will I use it? That I'm going to use this get later, after I make the chuppah, after I make the Nisuyin, then I want the get to be chal. The din is a razor get, it's taka called a good get. Why? Because at the time when you had the get written, you could use it. Lamaisi, you already married your wife. If you want to get rid of her at that point, you have to give her a get. So it's called the get written l'shmo. So even though you tell the sefer, write it for me, that I only want to use it after I make chuppah, after I make nesuyin, the get is chal. It's not called the dover shlo bal yerlam, because right now you could give the get to your wife right now. Rashi speaks out, even though it's called the get yoshen, that's the Gemara Gidden, that if you write up the get, you're not allowed to live with your wife. If you live with your wife after you write up the get, you're not supposed to use this get. So how could a person here write up the get and not have nesuyin? So Rashi says, that's a din l'chatchila, you're not supposed to use that get. But if you use the get, avada the get is chal. Test this halach here also. If the person has the get written up now right after the kedushin, and he said to the seifer, I only want to use it like right inside the get, I'm going to use it after I make nesuyin, after I live with my wife, and he gives it to his wife later, that's called a good get. Because he could have used the get right now.